We're back on with Pete Sorrell, giving us the rest of the Western UP reports. And Pete, thank you again for more of your time today.
You bet. The snow is moving in over here on the West End, so like I said, put the long johns on because it looks like it's going to be nasty this weekend.
All right, let's continue. We talked deer hunting and some fresh bear check numbers. Let's go to the bird hunters now, which we are in prime time. That wind and rain and snain has definitely taken ferns and foliage down, and I'm getting some great flush rates from bird hunters. What are you hearing out there in the West End?
Yep, exactly, Adam. Over here, too, and I see lots of activity because, like you said, it's prime time, and I'm hearing nothing but good reports. And like I said last week, not just the road hunters, but those guys. And I see a lot of guys with their dogs, and they're really having a good time over here. Like I said, the flush rates, they're getting a lot of flushes and picking up some birds. I got nothing but good reports over here.
All right, well, let's finish up with the fishing reports then. I'm still hearing reports actually from other smaller lakes too, but they originated when I talked to you and Bear at Bear's Nine Pines Resort, talking about how people are able to cast from shore or from their docks right at dusk with some crankbaits or a jig, and they're picking walleye up pretty consistently.
Yep, that's what I heard too, especially for the hardier guys that want to stand out there. If you're on the shore where the wind is hitting, that's a pretty good indication of where the fish are. I know even off the dock over there in the Berglund area and the Meriwether Bridge, there's a lot of chances to catch walleye at dusk, and the reports that you got from Bear, it's really good fishing this time of year off the shore.
What would you recommend? Any color scheme that you think would work better than another in Lake Ogibbeck?
You know, my favorite and my go-to lure is that black and gold Rapala. It has always been a hot one for me. During the warmer months, I use a diver, but this time of year, you don't have to. Countdown works, but there's a lot of rocks and tree stumps around, so I like to use that 4-inch floater. So that's what I would recommend.
Pete Sorrell giving us the Western UP report. I appreciate your time, my friend. Thank you.
All right, Adam. As usual, you know, if you're out there fishing, you might as well take a kid fishing too, because they surely will enjoy it.
This is The Outdoor Show.